will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. Rob Artigo here once again, your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm an entrepreneur in California. It's wonderful to be with you again, Ray.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to do this podcast with me.
Wealth of knowledge that I get. I thought today, let's talk about adaptability. And this is really the ability to see what's coming or to react properly upon outside stimuli. So being adaptable is important as your role as a leader. So, Ray, what is adaptability in your mind, and where does it apply in our business and personal worlds?
Well, it's called pivoting. There's a saying, it's kind of like a beatitude, blessed are the flexible, for they will not get bent out of shape. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you can apply that to your personal life. You can also apply it to a company. So being able to pivot, whether you're, you know, in sports or whether you're in business or you know, teaching school or whatever it is your vocation is, you know, it's that ability to be flexible, to be able to adapt and not just adapt difficultly, but adapt easily. So if you don't have a pivoting plan or a plan to maneuver, like Who Moved the Cheese is a book that was written some time ago that talks about adaptability. If you can't adapt to where the cheese moved, then you're going to starve to death. So, you know, pivoting is the key. And when I ran Mike Grell, you know, I wouldn't say I thought about it every day, but at least, you know, many times during the week, I would think about, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? What do I do? How do I recover? And so, you know, it's you know, we talk about a good quarterback. A good quarterback adapts to the defense. And so he reads the defense, he reads his offense, and he just has that ability, that adaptability to make the right call to help his team score. And so this is, you got to be able to read. You got to read your defense. You got to read your competitors. You got to be able to read the economics. You know, don't keep going down the same path if you're failing at that path. You know, if the path is leading you to destruction, you know, then you have to take a detour. You got to be able to go around the damage or the potential damage that'll occur if you don't, if you're not adaptable. So the success of any business is really having the ability to be able to pivot and to zig when you should zag, as you would.
I find that another way of looking at that is they always say in the military that no plan survives first contact with the enemy. That that success of the mission depends on your ability to adapt. Not all your decisions are going to be the right ones right away. Your adaptability has to be sort of a ever evolving concept, and you have to be open to options and understanding that you need to adapt to conditions.
Well, you know, I know this is a contemporary story, but this war that's going on between Russia and Ukraine, Russia is a much bigger force, a much larger adversary with more capability, more assets. And we can liken that to a large company, that a multi-billion dollar company, and you're competing against it, like Ukraine is competing against Russia. It looks like, you know, Ukraine is hanging on. I don't know how well. Because the news media, I don't know if I could trust all the information coming out of it, but it is taking Russia a lot longer than they thought to be able to defeat Ukraine. And so you don't have to be a giant, like Russia to succeed. You just have to have that will. And so the difference between the Russians and the Ukrainians is that word called will, W-I-L-L. That means that you just, you're willing to do whatever it takes. I'm reminded of that tradition in marriage called having the best man at your wedding. So the story behind the best man is the back in medieval times, the spouse, I mean, the bride, her family would try to capture chivalry, the spouse, or the bride away from the spouse. And so the spouse had to surround himself with kind of a little army to protect his wife and have from her being taken. So you always had the outer circle, then you had the inner circle. Inner circle was covered by the best man. So what the best man would do is he would be willing to give up his life. And so you can imagine, here you are, you're the bride's family, and you're going to try to take away the bride when the best man's going to give up his life to save that marriage. And so, you want the best man right at your side. And so that's why I call it the will. You know, his will was, I'm willing to give up my life to protect my friend and his wife, his spouse. So again, it's having that determination. And I think that's the key that Mike Krell had, actually, because we competed against some very, very large companies, was we had that will to succeed. And so we were called the biggest little company. We may not have had, the best fab, the best designers, the best this or that, but we had the will. We had the energy and the ability to slug it out as you would. So I wasn't afraid of my competition. In fact, I enjoyed my competition because they helped me become better. The best teams are the ones that go against each other, like in the Super Bowl. So, you don't have to be the biggest or the smartest or the most money. You just have to have that will.
The ability to adapt in the face of an ever-changing environment that you can't predict. I mean, the recent bank failures, the pretty clear downturn in the economy that could last. I think I heard somebody recently say that it could last 3 quarters. Under the most favorable conditions.
Right.
Yep. Under the most favorable conditions. And so we don't really know precisely what's going to happen, but we have to, as business owners, we have to have the ability to adapt as it changes during this period.
Well, the 3 quarters is a good metric, because that's 90, 3 quarters is, that's 90 days,
90 days. Okay.
No, that's 1 month. That's 1 quarter. Sorry. 1 quarter is 90 days. So that'd be, 3 times that.
Just like 9 months.
Nine months. That's at 9 months. Yeah. So you have to be able to hold on for 9 months. And that's a good metric. So if you don't have the horsepower, the ability to hold on for 9 months, you're most likely gonna fail. So again, going back to the Ukrainians and the Russian war, they've gone over a year. And so that just shows that the ability for the Ukrainians to adapt against whatever the Russians throw at them shows their tenacity, their ability to pivot, their adaptability, as you would. And so, as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, I wouldn't think about this every day, but I'd think about it many times during the week about, what do I do if this happens? What if I do it? What happens if that happens? And so we were always looking for the exit or the place we needed to pivot to.
For our listeners, I hope they'll go to their favorite podcast platform and rate this podcast. And as always, our listeners can reach out to you, Ray. And if they have questions, just go to toughthingsfirst.com. I know you read those messages. Also there at toughthingsfirst.com, you'll find the links for social media, there's blogs, links to other information about the book, Tough Things First, for example, and also the Zen of Zen series, which is three books on entrepreneurship, leadership, management, but also on discipline, determination, and life, which is, you know, adaptability, certainly one of those things. So that's the Zen of Zen series. I hope you'll pick those books up as well. Thank you again, Ray.
Hey, Rob, so good to be with you again.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.